biofuels in Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Biofuels is turning into a catchphrase in today's society, and Tennessee has been in the forefront of the industry, making that push to support not only the consumption of the product, but the production and sale of it as well.
Currently, we have 9 E85 pumps for consumer use in the state. There are also around 39 B20 pumps that are for consumer use. Also, the ones that don't show up on our radar but are available are a lot at the farmers' co-ops around in a lot of the counties.
Kyle Holmberg is the Tennessee Biofuels Coordinator with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, and he says the Green Island Corridor Grant Program is what's behind a lot of the stations in Tennessee. But the goal is to get many more stations in the near future.
We're trying to get these fuels available not only to Tennessee consumers, but also travelers through our state, and that's really where the Green Island Corridors Grant Program comes in. What we're trying to do is get a alternative fuels filling station within about 50 miles on each section of every interstate that runs through Tennessee.
Holmberg says we have the agriculture ability to grow these fuels. We have the flex fuel cars that will run the fuel. And now the next step will be getting in the production businesses to get the fuel here.
A lot of these companies are realizing the public perception is they're catching on to less dependence on foreign oil, and they're wanting something that's homegrown. And, you know, we've seen that for years and years, people being loyal to what's grown locally. And so now what we're trying to do is recruit these production facilities to come to Tennessee. We really have the infrastructure in place for these companies, along with the agriculture community, to supply these feedstocks.
Tennessee truly becoming a leader in the biofuels industry. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.